You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Again, nobody in the middle. They go there and it's broken up. It's called a catch and fumble and returned by Howard. In and out of the hands of Sammy Watkins, and Howard is in for the touchdown. Inside the red zone for the Ravens. Jackson flips, pass caught. Andrews. Touchdown. Tua takes it, and no signal yet. Touchdown! Touchdown, Miami!
Any given Thursday. I mean, come on. That game was stupid. But you know what? Dan Hans is here. It was fun. It was like a fun stupid. It was like, it was like watching a bad movie that's entertaining. It's like watching any Stallone movie in the 80s, pretty much. It was like watching Cobra. This game was Cobra. Ricky doesn't get that reference. That's okay, though.
Yeah, I don't, but I'm sure a lot of our listeners don't either.
So bad, it's good. That's what this game was. The Dolphins 22, the Ravens 10, and there's just so much to unpack here. So much went down, and nothing went down. It was just a strange game. It was a game that after three quarters, there were more punts than points, and the Ravens were completely flummoxed by what the Dolphins were doing on defense, a cover zero defense that was bringing a ton of heat on Lamar Jackson, and obviously leaves you very vulnerable in the back end when you play that way, but they were getting to Jackson over and over with the pass rush and frustrating him. I can't remember seeing Lamar that demonstrably frustrated on the sideline in the game. I know there have been tough playoff losses and tough regular season losses in his brilliant career, but I don't remember him being so angry, because I think a lot of that goes back to what happened tonight. This was a Ravens team, came in 6-2. The Dolphins having a miserable season, 2-7, and I think, you know, I'm not saying that the Ravens came in and it was a trap game or anything that like that. I'm saying they went in there expecting to take care of business, and I think what Brian Flores and Miami cooked up defensively was really effective, and it's going to be one of those things where everybody's going to be talking about it. Is this how you play the Ravens? Is this how you slow their attack? Well, let's pump the brakes there, because if you don't get home on Lamar, he's going to shred you with Hollywood Brown and make big plays. But give it up to the Dolphins, who are a very tough team to make sense of. You know, Jacoby Brissett starts the game. Jake Brissett, he bangs up his knee, and it looks like it's a serious injury at first, but then he's okay on the sideline, and then he goes to go in the game, and Brian Flores is like, chill, bro, I'm putting in my second-year quarterback, Tua, who we thought was injured and couldn't play, but I guess he could play. And if he could go in for Jake Brisket, why didn't he start in the first place? These are the things that you get kind of confused about sometimes when you try to figure out the Miami Dolphins and, you know, how they've handled Tua really over the past two seasons now. It's just been kind of a tough thing to figure out. But it worked out because the offense did come to life. Tua made some plays, and they got the win. So the Dolphins improved to 3-7. The Ravens, man, I don't know what to say. The AFC is messed up. And, you know, I do the power rank. Do you know I do the power rankings, Ricky?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I do the power rankings. And, you know, the AFC is a tough one because you thought you had the Bills as the powerhouse, and they probably are, but they're going through tough times. And then I think I have the Ravens as the only other AFC team in the top eight. I had them at 6 this week. Obviously, that's not going to hold because you can't go to Miami and lay an egg. But you also have to keep in mind Thursday night football is weird as fuck. It's weird. Weird stuff happens. Guys are tired. Guys are hurt. It's under the lights. It's everybody's internal clocks are messed up. And that has to be that comes into play when you try to break down what we do, Ricky. We try to figure, make sense of what doesn't make sense. And when Lamar Jackson averages 5.5 yards per attempt against the Miami Dolphins, who had been getting shredded on defense all season, there are a lot of factors. It's the good coaching, and Brian Flores needed a game where he could remind both Dolphins fans and the front office that's prepared to make big changes potentially in the offseason that he is actually good at this. And he was a coach that came into the season with a lot of respect from all corners of both the, you know, the league and also the people that cover the sport. So this was a nice moment for Flores. It's a nice moment for Tua, who didn't light things up. He was 8 of 13, but he made some big plays. That throw on the busted coverage, Albert Wilson,
awesome.
64 yards that led to the game icing touchdown. Tua, not, you know, getting in from in close to put that game away, and then the game icing interception, which was a fitting way for this game to end because they had really flummoxed Baltimore all game. So Ravens 6-3. The AFC is weird. I'm not saying the Ravens and Dolphins are on opposite sides of the spectrum. I mean, are, you know, close to the same level of team. The Ravens are a much better team. But the fact that the Dolphins are at the bottom of the pile and the Ravens are supposed to be at the top of the pack, and you see a game like this, it just shows you it's just that is a wide open conference. It will be fun to see what happens next. I'm looking at these stats. My goodness. Lamar, 26 of 43, 238, 5.5 yards per attempt, and then 9 for 39 on the ground. So they really bottled him up in every way that you can. And just a special shout out to Xavier Howard. The game changed on the fumble by Sammy Watkins. I don't know what was going on with Sammy Watkins today. The best throw that Lamar had was that deep ball. Okay, maybe a touch overthrown on the first drive of the game. And Watkins, I guess I don't know what's going on in that building, Hard Rock Stadium. It was about 16 inches between the back of the end zone and the wall where the fans are. And he just said, I'm not interested in that. I don't like that. I don't like the fans there. I don't like the goalpost there. I'm not going for that ball. And then he has the fumble that Howard scoops up and has really a beautiful run back for a touchdown. Big win for the Dolphins and their fans who really, really needed something nice. And speaking of which, Ricky, let's bring in our special guest.
We should bring him in right after this break.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days, like literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
He is a Dolphins fan.
You bet.
There he is. And he is also, I'm a fan. This is Drew Gooden. Drew Gooden, YouTube star, Dolphins fanatic. And Drew,
in that first, order.
Yes. Welcome to the Around the NFL podcast, buddy, and congratulations on a win that was not expected. Let's face it.
Not expected at all. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, we talked a little bit throughout the week. Like, when I thought of what this podcast would be, I thought I would be venting about a, you know, I'm 28 years old. I've been closely watching this team for maybe 22 years now. I haven't seen them win a single playoff game. They barely make it to the playoffs. They consistently are bad. They get my hopes up for some reason, and they always let me down. And I fully expected to be on the verge of tears during this podcast. But instead, I mean, that was such a fun game. I mean, a weird Thursday night games. They are just, they're sometimes mostly bad, but sometimes just there's this weird, like, black magic in the air where, I mean, between the Jacoby Brissett starting, but Tua's, he's not healthy enough to start, but he's healthy enough to be the backup. And then he goes out there, struggles a little bit. Brissett wants to go back in, but then, you know, Tua's like, no, I'm going to stay out here. Has a couple plays. There were two other things I saw in this game that I've never seen before. There was a pass Tua threw a screen to the running back, who threw it back to Tua, who threw it right back to the running back, and he got like 15 yards. I've never seen anything like it.
Right.
And then, of course, the Robert Hunt touchdown.
Yes, which, big man.
I can't believe, you know, I know why it didn't count because nothing on that play was legal, but I wish they changed the rules just for that one play.
I'm so glad that you brought that up because I would have, Drew, kicked myself if I didn't mention it. Robert Hunt is 6'6". He's 327 pounds. He's a guard. This was like, it was either, depending how you look at it, the low point of the night or the high point of the night. When the game was really a sloppy mess, I think it was 6-3 at that point. And, you know, the Dolphins have a drive that breaks down in the red zone and a screen pass is run and there's, you know, the Ravens flood the backfield. He flips it up. And the fact that Robert Hunt comes down with the ball and he's ineligible, so it doesn't count. But not only does he grab the ball, he makes like a football move. He gets to the goal line and the kicker was, Drew, he goes up in the air. He gets it over the goal line, the stretch. And I saw John Boy, who does a lot of baseball stuff on Twitter, and he's great. But he was quick on the draw, and he put the NFL shield with the shadow of Robert Hunt reaching over the goal line. It was it was the best play ever that didn't count. It's got to be up there, right?
It was incredible. And it wasn't just that he caught them. It was the confidence. He was so confident about catching the ball, turning upfield and going to it was like, was that the designed play? I was genuinely confused. I think the refs might have been confused for a second too, because he was so, usually when you see those plays, it's like an obvious, you know, everyone looks flummoxed, but he was like, nope, they drew this up for me. I'm going to score. I'm going to do the most athletic thing I've ever done. And yeah, it didn't count, but If the game went differently, that would have been one of those where it's like the low light of the game, but because right. it was just icing on the cake of a weird oh, win, no, it's like just a funny moment.
I'm a Jet fan, and I'm used to like things like that happening, and then that's what it's remembered for 20 years. Yeah. You did get a pass there because that kind of just goes down. It's like a fun memory of a good win. And yeah, that was like when I reached out to Drew, and again, I'm a big fan of Drew. He does awesome work. Check him out on YouTube. I probably don't have to tell you that because I actually did some research, Drew, and it's apparently you have 3.26 million YouTube subscribers, which seems like a lot. It seems like you found success in your chosen field.
I think so. Although I would guess that the Venn diagram of my fans and football fans in general doesn't quite intersect a lot. I don't talk about football very much, but I'm a very passionate Dolphins fan, as you can tell by my attire.
I could see that. And I was going to say about, because like, for instance, when I was in London and I was more jet lagged than I've ever been in my entire life, I could not sleep. Ricky, we were like, it was such a whirlwind when we were there in October. Wild. And I ended up just like, I was binging Drew Gooden videos, and you helped me through what was an otherwise
disastrous. Is that weird for you? Is that weird to hear that like a grown man was like, couldn't sleep? Yeah, couldn't sleep. And you were what he was watching.
I can't sleep till I get my Drew fix. you know, it makes me feel good.
Be real.
If it was any other grown man, maybe I'd feel weird. But the feeling is mutual. I've been listening to the show for almost 6 years now, I think. My dad's a big fan too. Shout out to my dad, who passed this Dolphins curse on to me. But he'll be listening to this and he'll be excited. But yeah, I'm happy to hear that you're a fan, and I helped you through that tumultuous journey.
It is. And like when I reached out to Drew last week to come on the show, like the idea, the hook was, well, the Ravens probably going to spank the Dolphins, and then we could kind of commiserate Jets and Dolphins. And you're born when were you born, Drew?
You're 93.
Born in 93. It's an interesting kind of spot to be, not a particularly good type of interesting, because that means you're too young for any of the Marino glory. And really, you have like, you were even young, but you probably have good memories of like the Chad Pennington AFC East title in 2008. Yeah. That was special. But that's pretty much it, right? Mm-hmm. Am I missing any other like special?
The only Dolphins play, or the only Dan Marino game that I remember watching, was his last game.
Oh no,
we lost 62-7. I just remember I was still really young. I think that was 99, so I was like 6, maybe 7. But my dad was just so frustrated. At halftime, it was already 31-0. And it was just like, I'm sorry, Dad. The Chad Pennington year in 2008 that came out of nowhere, that was really fun. And 2016 with first year of Gase, that was a wild year. That was a year we won 9 out of 10 straight games. And the only game we lost was to the Ravens, who beat us 40-6. So the Ravens have always had the Dolphins number for as long as I've watched. They've destroyed us in 2 playoff games, 2 of our 3 playoff games in the last, 19 years. But I wish I could make new memories with the team, but unfortunately that magical Chad Pennington 2008 year, that's still the best.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. But, maybe there are better times ahead, because this was a fun game and you do get to enjoy that. I mean, where do we go from here? I have a good idea. I have a good idea, Drew. How about this? Because you don't. I have noticed that, because I know you're a listener and we've interacted on Twitter from time to time. Interfaced on Twitter, I like to say.
And I like that you say that.
Yes, you don't tend to put your football fandom out front on YouTube, but what if like you just tape dog this game and just put up like one of your commentary videos, just 35 minutes, just breaking down tape of this game, no jokes, no bits, no cutaways, just tape dog it out and then just see what the reaction is. Maybe you'll run into something.
Right. That's an interesting idea. No jokes. There were a couple funny moments in the game that speak for itself. That's pure.
Leave those out. Cut them out.
Okay, so like just serious the serious stuff. Football plays.
Robert Hunt cannot be in your breakdown.
Mm-hmm. I'll zoom in on the trench play. Really, just focus on the most boring part of football is just the offensive line. And Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Maybe one day, Drew, like the Jets and Dolphins will come to rule the division again. And, you know, once upon a time, and because there's been so many down years for both franchises, and the Patriots forever, and now the Bills have rose up. Like, I don't know if you have many memories of this being a real rivalry, Jets Dolphins, but it used to be one of the best.
Not really. That's what I grew up hearing. You know, I didn't get to see the Dan Marino years and the Ken O'Brien years, mm-hmm. and the Dolphins and Jets going back and forth and both being competent, well-run organizations. We kind of take turns having a year or two here or there. And
right.
It seems like more than anything, my experience has been we've taken turns ruining the other team's season. I think, you know, it'll come down to yes. like the week 17 game where I think we beat a Rex Ryan team that was one game away from getting a wild card spot. And I think you guys did the same thing to us in like 2012. But it's like, maybe we should work together instead of fighting each other. We're like the kids on Succession. Maybe if we just all work together and go after Daddy, then, you know, we don't have to worry about.
One of us is definitely like the Alan Ruck character, though. So it's like that's going to be a problem for any type of success. If there's Connor Roy involved, it's going to be a problem. All right, Drew, what do you got going on? Let's get a plug in. Where are you, by the way? Where are you set up?
Where am I? I'm in my office. I live in Orlando, Florida.
Orlando.
Yeah.
What's it like over there? You liking that Orlando life?
I do. Everyone makes fun of me. Not everyone, that's kind of an exaggeration, but I do get made fun of quite a bit for living in Florida. I have a lot of friends who live in California and it's very nice out there, but where I'm at, right in the middle of downtown Orlando or near downtown Orlando, it's nice. It's, I get the weather of Florida without all the crazy that comes with Florida. So
there you go. That's good. All right. So lay off Drew, lay off Orlando.
Yeah, everyone.
It's a nice place to live.
I walk outside and I just get tomatoes thrown at me like, move out of here. It's a fellow Floridians doing it to me. Like, come on, that guys. Have some sympathy.
That's a tough state to figure out. All right, Drew, go ahead. Yeah, first of all, I want everybody to know that Drew could be found on Twitter. Drew is Gooden. YouTube, of course, just Drew Gooden. His page has got all that stuff. And anything else? I know you've done some touring and things of that nature. Anything cooking there?
No, not in the near future. That was a fun one-time experience. Then COVID hit and it was never going to happen again. But no, that's just it. Follow me on Twitter to see me occasionally reply to football-related tweets.
Beautiful.
And then YouTube, if you want to hear me talk about whatever nonsense is on my mind.
So, all right, check it out and say hi to your dad for me and thank you to him. Fan. He remembers the Jets Dolphins games. I lost my innocence. Every Jets fan loses their innocence at some point. I was at the fake spike game, Dan Marino at the Meadowlands, November 94. That's when it all changed for me. Your dad remembers that game, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, Drew Gooden, thank you very much, buddy.
Thank you.
All right,
see you, Drew. Thank you.
There goes the legend, Drew Gooden. 3.27 million YouTube subscribers. Why don't you have that, Ricky? Where is your pull at this point?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm working hard, Dan. You know what? We have a problem. If I'm going to, lift up the curtain or whatever they call it, lift back the curtain. We have an NFL podcast YouTube channel that this is mm-hmm. on, right? But it's like, you're going to just, who's going to go to a page for all NFL podcasts? Do I follow all foodpodcasts.com? You know what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm trying to say here? Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to branch out and have our own around the NFL total IP. Like our Instagram. I don't know if you've been keeping up, but this week we've been killing our IG. Our IG game with the memes and everything is awesome. Good. And it's all ours. But YouTube, it's a work in progress.
That's maybe what Drew the kids are into. The IG. I like that. Well, yeah. Maybe we get our Vine game working.
Vine's out and gone, Vine's but out. TikTok is fresh. It's hot.
All right. What about Snapchat? You know, certain things I've set out.
Snapchat's kind of going. It's kind of gone at this point.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it exists, but it's not what it was.
Let me know what's like the next like big thing, and then I'm going to get all in on it.
I feel like you still have time to get in on TikTok. Like, it's pretty awesome.
Get on the talk? All right, good.
Get in on TikTok. And It's 9 o'clock Pacific, which means that it is, Dan, what time is it on the East Coast?
No, that would be midnight,
Erica. That would be midnight, which means that Taylor Swift just dropped Red, her version, and there's a 10-minute version of All Too Well.
You get paid for this?
No, I'm just so excited. And I know you're going to listen. I know you are.
I like Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift, actually, but the re-release of her old records.
She has more songs from the vault with special features. She did a short film that drops today as well. There's a 10-minute version of All Too Well.
Erica, calm down a little bit.
But
what I'm trying to say, and this is, it's a catch-22. I understand why she's doing this, what she's doing. She has a very contentious relationship with her former record label that owns the masters of some of those biggest albums of her career. So now she's saying, I'm re-recording them note for note. So they're, I own the records. I get all that. I get the business of it. And I get why that's important. But there's things that even when you try to recreate, you can't.
Of course.
And if you're 10 years older and you're not in the same headspace, the way you sing, the way you play is just a little bit different. And if you're asking me, for instance, like 1989, there's my favorite Taylor Swift album. Okay.
Same.
Folklore is right up there, by the way. Yep. Love that album as well. But if you're telling me, what am I going to listen to? The one that was in her headspace when she put out 1989, that has the record that I remember. And when I go back and listen to it, like I love every note of that album. Or the one where she's consciously, meticulously recreating that special album that she made when she was 27, now that she's 34 or whatever. Like, I don't know. That's where there's
She was like 19 when she did it. But there are songs from the vault that didn't make the record, so there's new songs for you to check out. So I implore you to at least give those a chance. And the same thing, say Disney came and bought NFL and we don't own ATN anymore. You mean to tell me you're not going to go back and re-record You're the GM from 2017?
I can promise you I will not be doing that. I can promise that, Ricky. All right. Okay. So thank you to Drew Gooden. Taylor Swift was 25 when that album came out, so let's get our stuff together.
Both
if you're a real super fan, I was closer than you. And that's it. Thank you to everybody for listening. We'll be back, of course, the Around the NFL broadcast on Saturday on NFL Network, and then the flagship show Sunday. Everybody, enjoy your weekend, and until then, heed the call.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm. The Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.